What coaching really means. In today's rapidly evolving professional landscape, the term coaching has become increasingly prevalent, yet many people struggle to understand what coaching truly entails. Understanding what it really means to be a coach goes far beyond simply giving advice or sharing expertise. True coaching represents a transformative partnership that empowers individuals to unlock their potential, achieve their goals, and create lasting positive change in their personal and professional lives. Coaching is fundamentally about facilitating growth through structured conversations, powerful questions, and supportive accountability. Unlike traditional teaching or consulting, coaching operates on the principle that clients possess their own answers and capabilities. The coach's role is to help them discover and access these internal resources. This approach recognizes that sustainable change comes from within, making coaching a deeply empowering and collaborative process. Distinguishing coaching from other development methods. One of the most critical aspects of understanding coaching lies in recognizing what it is not. Many professionals make the mistake of conflating coaching with mentoring, consulting, or therapy, leading to ineffective practices and disappointed clients. Understanding what coaching actually means and recognizing common misconceptions helps distinguish authentic coaching from other valuable but different development approaches. Coaching differs from mentoring in that mentors typically share their own experiences and provide guidance based on their expertise in a specific field. While valuable, this approach assumes the mentor's path is applicable to the mentee's situation. Coaching, conversely, helps clients create their own unique path forward by exploring their values, strengths, and circumstances. Similarly, coaching is distinct from consulting, where experts analyze problems and provide solutions. Coaches resist the urge to solve problems for their clients, instead focusing on building the client's problem-solving capabilities. This fundamental difference ensures that clients develop lasting skills and confidence rather than becoming dependent on external expertise. The professional framework of coaching. Professional coaching operates within established frameworks and methodologies that ensure consistency and effectiveness. Understanding the professional definition and structure of coaching reveals how legitimate coaching practices are grounded in research, ethical standards, and proven methodologies. The International Coach Federation, ICF, defines coaching as partnering with clients in a thought-provoking and creative process that inspires them to maximize their personal and professional potential. This definition emphasizes several key elements: partnership, creativity, inspiration, and potential maximization. Each component plays a crucial role in the coaching relationship and distinguishes professional coaching from casual advice giving. Professional coaches undergo rigorous training that covers coaching competencies, ethics, and specialized techniques. They learn to create safe spaces for exploration, ask powerful questions that promote insight, and maintain appropriate boundaries that serve the client's best interests. This professional foundation ensures that coaching relationships are both effective and ethical. Core principles and methodologies. Effective coaching is built upon several fundamental principles that guide the coaching relationship and process. The first principle is client-centered focus. The coaching agenda is entirely determined by the client's needs, goals, and priorities. This means coaches must set aside their own assumptions and biases to fully serve their client's authentic objectives. Another core principle is the belief in client capability and resourcefulness. Coaches operate from the assumption that clients are naturally creative, resourceful, and whole. This positive regard creates an empowering dynamic that encourages clients to take ownership of their growth and solutions. The coaching process typically follows structured methodologies such as the GROW model, goal, reality, options, will, or similar frameworks. These models provide a roadmap for coaching conversations while maintaining flexibility to address each client's unique situation. The structure ensures progress while the flexibility allows for authentic exploration and discovery. What coaching is and isn't. Clarifying the boundaries of what coaching encompasses and what it excludes helps both coaches and clients maintain realistic expectations and appropriate boundaries. This clarity prevents role confusion and ensures that coaching relationships remain focused and effective. Coaching is a partnership focused on action and accountability. It involves regular sessions where clients explore their goals, identify obstacles, develop strategies, and commit to specific actions. Coaches provide support, challenge assumptions, and celebrate progress, but they do not provide therapy for psychological disorders or consulting solutions for technical problems. Coaching is not advice giving, problem solving for others, or imposing solutions. It's not therapy, although it can be therapeutic. It's not consulting, although coaches may occasionally share relevant information. Understanding these distinctions helps maintain the integrity of the coaching relationship and ensures clients receive the most appropriate support for their needs. The diverse applications of coaching. Coaching applications span numerous contexts and specializations, each requiring specific knowledge and approaches while maintaining core coaching principles. Exploring the various dimensions and applications of coaching reveals how this versatile development tool can address diverse personal and professional challenges. Executive coaching focuses on leadership development, helping senior leaders enhance their effectiveness, navigate complex challenges, and develop their teams. Life coaching addresses personal goals, life transitions, and overall well-being. Career coaching supports professionals in making strategic career decisions, developing skills, and achieving professional objectives. Performance coaching helps individuals improve specific skills or achieve particular outcomes, while wellness coaching focuses on health and lifestyle changes. Each specialization requires coaches to understand specific contexts while applying fundamental coaching principles and methodologies. Essential coaching skills and competencies. Effective coaching requires a specific set of skills and competencies that can be developed through training and practice. Active listening stands as perhaps the most crucial skill. Coaches must listen not only to words but also to emotions, energy, and what remains unsaid. This deep listening enables coaches to ask powerful questions that promote insight and discovery. Questioning skills form another cornerstone of effective coaching. Powerful questions are open-ended, thought-provoking, and designed to help clients explore new perspectives and possibilities. These questions should challenge assumptions, encourage reflection, and inspire action while remaining supportive and non-judgmental. Emotional intelligence is essential for coaches to navigate the complex dynamics of coaching relationships. Coaches must recognize and manage their own emotions while remaining attuned to their clients' emotional states. This awareness enables coaches to create safe spaces for vulnerability and growth. Building credibility and trust. Successful coaching relationships depend heavily on trust and credibility between coach and client. Developing credibility as a professional coach requires demonstrating competence, maintaining ethical standards, and consistently delivering value to clients. Credibility begins with proper training and certification from recognized coaching organizations. Coaches build trust through transparency about their qualifications, experience, and approach. They maintain confidentiality, honor commitments, and demonstrate genuine care for their clients' success. Ongoing professional development is crucial for maintaining credibility. Effective coaches continuously update their skills, seek supervision or mentoring, and engage in self-reflection to improve their practice. They also seek feedback from clients and use this information to refine their approach and effectiveness. The coaching process and structure. Professional coaching typically follows a structured process that begins with an initial consultation to determine fit and establish expectations. During this phase, coaches and clients discuss goals, preferred communication styles, and logistical arrangements. This foundation-setting stage is crucial for creating successful coaching relationships. Regular coaching sessions form the heart of the coaching relationship. These sessions typically last 45 to 60 minutes and occur weekly or bi-weekly, depending on client needs and preferences. Between sessions, clients often complete assignments or practice new behaviors, with coaches providing support and accountability through various communication channels. The coaching relationship includes regular evaluation and adjustment to ensure continued effectiveness. Coaches and clients periodically assess progress toward goals, adjust strategies as needed, and modify the coaching approach based on what works best for the individual client. Measuring coaching effectiveness. Effective coaching produces measurable results that align with client goals and objectives. These outcomes might include improved performance metrics, enhanced leadership capabilities, better work-life balance, or progress toward specific personal or professional objectives. Successful coaching relationships also develop client capabilities that extend beyond the coaching engagement. Clients should emerge from coaching with enhanced self-awareness, improved problem-solving skills, and greater confidence in their ability to navigate future challenges independently. The most effective coaches help clients develop internal coaching skills, enabling them to continue their growth and development long after the formal coaching relationship ends. This sustainability factor distinguishes truly effective coaching from temporary fixes or dependent relationships. Common misconceptions about coaching. Despite its growing popularity, coaching remains surrounded by misconceptions that can limit its effectiveness or lead to inappropriate applications. One common misconception is that coaching is only for poor performers or people with problems. In reality, coaching is most effective with motivated individuals who want to maximize their potential and achieve ambitious goals. Another misconception is that coaches must have direct experience in their clients' fields or challenges. While relevant experience can be helpful, effective coaches focus on facilitating their clients' thinking rather than providing industry-specific advice. The coaching skills of questioning, listening, and supporting accountability are transferable across contexts. Some people believe coaching produces immediate, dramatic changes. While coaching can produce significant results, sustainable change typically occurs gradually through consistent effort and practice. Effective coaching helps clients build momentum and maintain motivation throughout their development journey. The future of coaching. As organizations increasingly recognize the value of developing their human capital, coaching continues to evolve and expand. Technology is creating new opportunities for coaching delivery, including virtual coaching platforms, AI-assisted coaching tools, and mobile applications that support coaching conversations and accountability. The coaching profession is also becoming more specialized, with coaches developing expertise in specific industries, populations, or challenges. This specialization allows coaches to provide more targeted and effective support while maintaining core coaching principles and methodologies. Research continues to validate coaching's effectiveness and identify best practices for different applications. This evidence base strengthens the profession's credibility and helps organizations make informed decisions about coaching investments. Conclusion. Understanding what coaching really means requires recognizing it as a professional partnership focused on facilitating growth, discovery, and achievement. True coaching empowers clients to unlock their potential through structured conversations, powerful questions, and supportive accountability. It differs fundamentally from advice giving, consulting, or therapy, instead focusing on developing clients' internal capabilities and confidence. Effective coaching requires specific skills, training, and ethical standards that ensure both safety and effectiveness. As the profession continues to evolve, coaches who maintain these standards while adapting to new contexts and technologies will continue to provide tremendous value to individuals and organizations seeking growth and development. Whether you're considering hiring a coach, becoming a coach, or simply trying to understand this powerful development tool, remembering that coaching is fundamentally about partnership, empowerment, and sustainable change will help you navigate this field with clarity and confidence.